Hi guys, the Lord has been showing me faces of pastors and prophets, and the lot of things that He has been downloading in my spirit about those people. So I will post, while I'm talking, I will post the photos of the people that I see. And many, many months ago, I had videos where I said that God is judging the church. There is the judgment of the church, you know, and the evil ones, they will be removed. The will of God, of course, for everyone to repent, and we're supposed to pray for the evil ones, but they will be removed, and the Lord is going to place real people of God, okay, the faithful ones, to lead the sheep. So, recently I saw the vision of Benny Hinn, and the same, you know, it was one vision, and I saw Pastor Vlad. I saw them together in one vision. And I know many people will not like this video. Many people I know that I might have a lot of bad comments indeed, you know. I see now, after I saw that vision, I see now that Benny Hinn actually came out and he said that he repents for the preaching of false gospel. There are people that have been following him for many, many years, and there are people who have never questioned him, and they say, oh, this person is the man of God. And he led so many people astray. He preached evil things, okay? And yes, I saw a vision of him and Pastor Vlad together. And I noticed Pastor Vlad, I do believe that he is honest about his love toward Jesus. Like, I really believe that he wants to serve God. But I believe he, Lord wants him to repent, because Pastor Vlad is the one who was advertising TB Joshua, I think, yeah. And he's the one who was, I saw video of him and Benny Hinn together, and Benny Hinn was the one who was advertising Passion Java. The Benny Hinn, he made a video with Passion Java, and we know the Passion Java is wizard, is warlock. So the Benny Hinn said that the Lord told him that Lord is gonna use Passion Java. The Lord is going to use him. That is false, and that is a lie. So I don't know why he did it. I believe it's for money. I believe, because I don't see any other reason. If you're a man of God, like you say, and then you say, oh, God told me he will use that wizard for the church, the body of Christ, that's not possible. So Benny Hinn is the one who was advertising Passion Java. And one of the reasons people started believing Pasha Java and follow him is because of Benny Hinn. One of the reasons people were following Prophet Lovi, and they believe Prophet Lovi, which is wizard and warlock and completely wicked man, and Pasha Java and Prophet Lovi. The reason they were so many people, because they saw that, for example, Pastor Vlad, right, he had interview with Prophet Lovi. Pastor Vlad was speaking about TB Joshua in a good way, which TB Joshua was a snake and a liar. So, you know, there is a lot of what God showed me, there is a lot of confusion in the body of Christ. There is a lot of confusion, a lot of false gospel, a lot of lukewarm people, a lot of lies and snakes and deception, and a lot of witches and wizards. This is what is going on right now in the church. So sometimes the Lord, he might tell you to leave a certain church, to leave that church. Yes, you know, we have this idea that we need to be in the church among believers, right? That we need to be rooted in the church. That's not true. I am not in any physical church. I went to one place. They never preach repentance. Never. Holy life, repentance. Oh, no way. I went to another church and I tried to preach repentance and fasting, and I was condemned by telling people that they need to fast, because some people, they love their flesh so much, they love the pleasures of the flesh so much, that when you are telling them that God told me that you need to repent, God told me you need to fast, you need to do this, they're lovers of the flesh, they will condemn you, and they will even mock you and make fun of you. And okay, so I need to put aircon. So, and this is what happened to me. This is what happened to me. And I realized, and I said, God, give me confirmation about, for example, that pastor, that preacher. Is that person of you? Because she used to say, that lady, the Lord told me, and she was preaching. And the very same day when I asked, I said, God, let me know. And I went there 15 minutes after I prayed, I went there. And then she says that we do not need to repent of our sins. We don't need, like Jesus paid it all, and we don't need to do anything. We don't need to repent. And this is what the Lord was showing me this morning. Unless you repent, you perish. They say that Jesus died, and you know, he washed us, he died for all the sins. But the thing is, he died for the sins, and he said no one can enter heaven unless they're born again, and they shall be born of the Spirit. So the fruits of the flesh, it's idolatry, it's pride, it's, you know, stealing, killing, lies, fornication, adultery, all these things, right? I'm gonna post that scripture. These are the fruits of the flesh. So if you do these, it means you are not really, really born again, because those who are born again were supposed to live in the Spirit. So there is no condemnation in Christ for those. Look what the Bible says. Not only for those who believe in Jesus, but for those, you see, there is a condition for those who walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. If you are in the Spirit, if you are filled with the Spirit of God, you will renounce the sins. You will not want to live in the sin. You will not be lukewarm. Yes, we all make mistakes. We are not perfect. Only Jesus was perfect. But that's why I'm saying we need to live the life of repentance, and meaning turning away from sins. You cannot just... God was reminding me today about the lady. She used to come... I was in one ministry, and we used to pray online, you know, on the YouTube. And she used to come and asking the Lord for this, for that. One day the Lord confronted her. And the pastor, you know, the minister, she says, I see the lady in the chat, and that lady lives in fornication. You live in fornication, you know that it's a sin, and you live. And she says, the God is telling you right now where your name is written. Where is your name written? Is it in a book of life, or is it in a book of death? And Lord told her to repent, because if she doesn't, she's gonna go to hell. The lady, instead of repenting, she left the ministry, because she loved her flesh and her sin more than she loved God. More than she loved God. So, you see, we cannot live in fornication, in adultery. We cannot be liars. We cannot be lovers of our flesh. You know, the gluttony is the sin. Actually, the gluttony is the sin. We cannot live in gluttony, in lust of the flesh, because we are condemned if we do that. I'm not talking about, again, I said, we make mistakes. Sometimes I make mistakes, and I can commit a sin, not intentionally, but I repent, and I ask God to take it away from me. But I'm talking about people who lukewarm, who live this life, and they say it's normal. They say Jesus paid it all, and I can just live it and enjoy myself. Jesus did not die for that. So unless you repent, this the Lord said, you're going to perish. And he reminded me about that lady, because she did not repent. And she chose. You see, the Bible says, when you know the truth. Now let's go even before that. Why we need the blood of Jesus? It is written that only the blood can wash away the sins. So only the blood. The blood. So it's, you cannot just say, God forgive me. If there was no blood of Jesus Christ, there would be no forgiveness. You can't say, God forgive me, it doesn't work like this. The blood needs to be shed, and with your blood, God is cleansing you from your sins. So it's not just he forgives you, you need to be clean. You need to be clean, you need to be purified by the blood. That's what the Bible says. Look at the scripture. If you know the truth, and you keep doing what you're doing, there is no more sacrifice left for you. The blood of Jesus is not gonna wash away those sins. It's not gonna cover you. It's not gonna happen. God cannot be mocked. You reap what you sow. So as we are going back to those people that I see the visions, you know, of these false preachers, they preach lukewarm gospel. They preach that you can buy miracle with money. You cannot. We give seeds because from our heart, we give seeds. Not so is God, I'm going to buy this from you. It doesn't work like this. You give it from your heart, from your love toward the Lord. And God will reward you. He will. That is 100%. I've been sowing seeds in different ministries. I've been helping people. I've been feeding poor. I'm not doing it for reward, but I know I am rewarded, and God will keep rewarding me because this is how it works. God loves cheerful giver. God does not like greedy giver or the giver who just wants to buy things from God. It doesn't work like this. Where is it written? I was reading something very interesting, and the Bible says, no, sorry, not the Bible, that book said, sometimes we do something and we don't get immediate, listen, it's so deep. Sometimes we do something and you expect reward, and sometimes people are waiting for rewards for many, many years. The reason God does not give us reward immediately, so it doesn't become a business for us. So it doesn't become, you know, we don't have this idea that we give this, God give it to me. So it doesn't become business with God. And so that's why sometimes people wait for years. That's why there is a harvest. That's why you sow seeds and you wait and you wait, and the Lord will water them, and then you reap them. Very interesting. Yes. So, you see, some people, I'm telling you, they will receive their punishment. They will receive their punishment. Everything that is hidden will be brought to light. And what they used to do, I'm telling you, they will receive. They will receive what they have been sowing. And it doesn't matter if you just like, you work for the Lord. Didn't the Bible says, Jesus says, you will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this and this for you? And Jesus said, away from me, I never knew you. You cannot just, before you give information, before you, for example, say this man is a man of God, go and follow him. He's you need to actually ask God, is it so? You cannot advertise people like Lovie, like Java. You bring thousands of people to their ministry. After they encounter them, they become possessed with demons. The demons don't leave, they don't cast out demons. Manifestation does not mean that they cast them out. A lot of people, when they encounter these people, they get more possessed, they get more demons because they come in agreement with them. So, if you think that God will just leave it like this unattended, and God is not going to expose that, and God is not going to release his judgment, you are wrong. God cannot be mocked. So, I believe that this, in this season of judgment, a lot of people will come out, and hidden things, they will be known to many. And I do believe there are people who will repent, because God wants people to repent, and I do believe that there will be people who will repent. But I'm telling you, a lot of false teachers, false pastors, their disaster will catch them. the disaster will catch them. They cannot escape it. The envelopes are sealed. I saw many months ago the envelope. Everybody has his own reward, and reward can be bad, a reward can be good. And the envelopes, they are sealed. It is already sealed because God has been telling them to repent for years and years and years. And God wanted them to repent before this season, but they did not. So now they will receive. They will receive what they have been sowing, and the lies and deceptions and the mockery of God. They will be exposed for who they are. And a lot of people in the church, they need to repent. Those who have been following false people, false teachers, false prophets, when you follow people like Prophet Lovi, Prophet Java, I'm telling you, you have a legal right of the enemy into your life. Lying spirits, I saw this. Lying spirits, they operate by lying spirits, by snakes. Those snakes will come into your life. They will come. And they'll be lying, and they will be pretending to be the voice of God. I have seen this. I really have seen it. We have to be very, very careful what we believe, what we watch. Because what you watch, your eyes, your ears, it's like a gateway. What do you accept in your life? So, like, God has been downloading a lot of things in my spirit. And the cup of iniquity, it was overflowing. And a lot of people would drink from the cup of wrath of God. They will drink that cup. You see, Jesus drank from the cup of the wrath of God. And when we accept Jesus, and when we honor him, when we have reverential fear of God, when we serve the Lord with our heart, with our lives, with our souls, even when we make mistakes, we're not perfect, but we still want Jesus, we will not drink from that cup of the wrath of God. But when on your words you say, I love God, but in your heart you love your flesh, the Bible said we cannot leave love to masters. We cannot love and the flesh and the Lord. And some people, like, they say money, because the lovers of money is the lovers of the flesh, obviously, is not from the spirit. We cannot have two masters. Our master is either God, his spirit that's inside us, or our flesh. The Bible says always the flesh and the spirit, they are in the fight. They are in the fight. There is a fight inside you. So, those who walk in the spirit, they will not drink from the wrath of, you know, from the cup of wrath of God. Those who chose the flesh, and those who chose not to repent, and those who chose to mock God and say, peace, there will be peace, nothing's going to happen, just peace. The very same peace will be taken away from them. Uh-oh. Wow, you know what I have in my spirit? Do you remember Saul? In the beginning, yes, he was chosen by the Lord. And then when Saul started doing iniquity, he was tormented by the spirit. The Lord sent spirit to torment him. It was not just somewhere he found that spirit. The Lord, I'm going to put that scripture. The Lord sent the spirit to torment him. And when I said the peace will be taken away from them, it's just the Lord put in my mind the soul, how he was tormented by evil spirit. I always have mercy on people. Like, I always feel sorry for them. But this is the season. The evil will catch, the disaster will catch many, many people. I do believe there is still a chance to repent. I do believe still that we need to repent every day, and there is any time that you can repent. But what I feel is those evil people, even if they repent, they will still have the punishment. When they repent and they turn into holiness, yes, they will not go to hell. When they repent and start serving Jesus and they turn to holiness, they will be written in the book of life. There will be place for them in heaven. But what I see, what I feel by the Spirit, that the iniquity of God was the cup of iniquity of the Lord. It was so overflowing. There was so much wrath of God against that evil, against that wickedness, that they will, I'm telling, the punishment will be upon them. Even when they say, I repent, I come to Christ, they will go through the process. They will go through the process, not just gonna be like this, like, I come to God and Jesus forgive me, and God will be like, you will not reap. God will forgive, but the harvest, like, we reap what we sow. So when they repent, the problem that there is an evil harvest in their lives, and they will have to carry it. And what God put in my spirit, the Bible says in Galatians, let each carry his own load, or the other translation says, let each carry his own burden, meaning you're gonna carry what you have. The Bible says also, whosoever is pregnant with evil, that evil shall recall upon their own heads. So when you have been doing iniquity and there is an evil, like an evil load, and you will carry it. Of course, with the time, things will change and you will be forgiven, and the Lord is a merciful God. But a lot of people reap bad things, I'm telling you. And I had some comments telling me there's some people, like, you know, like Jezebel, when she was persecuting, you know, the prophets of the Lord. I have some people, like, who are trying to persecute me and go after me and question every word and everything. And why you see evil people? Why you see evil? I see them because the God is not angry with them. I see some faces because they will be exposed. I see them because the evil will catch them. So I don't question the Lord. Whatever he shows me, I have to put. And there are a lot of secrets that will come out. You know what I see? I see Kennedy. Oh, yes, I saw Kennedy. And recently I saw Bush. Oh, I saw Bush, the president, George Bush. His name is George Bush. George Bush. I saw the vision of George Bush. And I'm gonna post it in my community. That, you know, when God is showing me someone, it's either to pray for the person, and I know that I have to pray, like he shows me Trump, Donald Trump, I have to pray for him. And he shows me, for example, Bush. And he shows me Obama. And the evil will catch these people, like, I know, but the spirit that I see them, that evil will catch them. And the Bible says God does not do anything without revealing to the prophets, but we see in part and we prophesy in part, like, I don't see everything. So if God give me something, a vision or a word, I cannot just start imagining myself what it means. I just put it like this. The same way he gave me a strange word, I used to hear in my spirit, Dolce Gabbana. And I made that video. He was telling me Dolce Gabbana. I said, Lord, but why you tell me these fashion designers, like, what I have to do with them? And they posted my comment. I said, I don't know why. Like, God is saying Dolce Gabbana, but he had angry voice, like he was angry with them. Angry and nothing else. 1 month after, the video of Lil Nas came out. He was hanging on the cross, mocking Jesus, and the clothes that he was wearing, what he was wearing, was made by Dolce Gabbana. So that moment, when, because I did not post immediately Dolce Gabbana, I used to hear my spirit, and I was delaying to post it in community because I said, people will tell me, Lord, if I put it like I had in my mind, what they're gonna tell me? Like, why you post this without saying anything else? But God had kept telling me, like, Dolce Gabbana, and the voice was angry. So I posted, and 1 month I see that Dolce Gabbana, they took part in mocking Jesus. And that's why God was angry with them, and he was telling Dolce Gabbana, his eyes were on them. And they mock him. And the evil will catch them. That's it. This season, nobody will go unpunished. Nobody will go unpunished this season. Okay, God bless you. This video was too long. I don't know. I will ask the Lord if I shall cut it or just put it like this. When I released the video before, and I said I saw Apollyon, like Abaddon, and it's doom and destruction, and the Lord was telling me doomsday, the day of destruction. But the day for the Lord, you know, it's not one day as the human day. It can be the whole season, it can be 1 year. And that angel of death, of destruction, is out there. He's out there and he's hunting. So we live in the book of Revelation, and there will be disasters, there will be deaths, there will be darkness, there will be chaos, there will be sorrow, there will be mourning. We were warned, and people were warned. Don't think they don't know. They know, they just don't care. So in any way, but I know one thing, that enemy cannot touch us, because the name of God is a strong tower, and he's our strong tower. I remember once I even prayed it. I said, God, you're my strong tower, and I saw a tower, a real tower in the spirit, that this is whom he is for us. After I finished that video and I started driving, I started moving, the Lord told me, he gave me Proverbs 10:27, and to add to the video, and it is written, the fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. This I should have added, you know. It's just I pressed to stop the video, and then immediately he gave me that. The Bible says the fear of the Lord. What means the reverential fear of God? Is when you walk in the fear of God, you honor him, you honor his will, you honor his word, you honor what he says, and you don't mock him with your life and with your attitude. The fear of God is the holy life, and it is written, it prolongs, it's King James Version I'm reading, prolongs days. But the years of the wicked shall be shortened. And this is what is going on right now, that's the season, when the righteous will not be cut. The Bible says, look, the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. But there shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. So it's just, this is the season where we live. If you, you see, another thing, yes, what I had to say is, a lot of people, when you preach holiness, they take it as you're preaching the works, like the works, that it's, we're righteous through the works. What I'm trying, what I have to explain as well, the Bible says we are the righteousness of God, and we are made righteous, right? So how we can be sinners if we are covered by the blood? But you can be in Jesus Christ righteous, right? Receive the righteousness of God through the blood of Jesus. But the lifestyle that you live, the life, it can be wicked. You see, we receive Jesus, and then we live the righteous life. And by, you know, with the person, we walk personally with the Lord in everything we do. So there are people who receive Jesus Christ, of course, by the blood of Jesus, who are made righteous. We are not righteous, but the lifestyle has to reflect, resemble what you believe. If you are a child of holy God who hates sin, then you hate sin and you live righteous life. And there are people who say, I am a child of God, but you choose sin. So you choose evil, you choose evil life. These things, they don't go together. It doesn't work like this, that you receive righteousness of God, but you keep doing your wicked thing. It doesn't work like that. That God said he cannot be mocked. So you can choose the evil ways. So no matter how righteous you're made by the blood, but if you choose wicked ways, if you choose devil, you will end up where the devil is, in the lake of fire. I hope somebody will understand that. We make our own choices. When I came to Christ, God told me, you choose now blessings or curses. You choose. You choose righteousness or wickedness. I chose righteousness. I chose blessings. Because those who live righteous life, they will be blessed. You see, the Bible says, to the righteous, good shall be repaid. Good shall be repaid. But evil pursues the sinners. So you say, I'm not a sinner because Jesus died for me. He took away my sin. If you live the life of sinner, if you follow that, it makes you a sinner. Because it's what is in our heart, in our mind. You cannot mock God. And this is one of the reasons, and I forgot to mention, thank you, Lord. Because many people have this idea that Jesus died for me. Literally, I made a video where I said, I will post the screenshot of the video, where I said, God, show me. Many people, he will spit like vomit out of his mouth. If you knew how many angry comments I had, you will not believe. People were telling me, you are false prophet, you are preaching false gospel, because Jesus died, he took away the sin, so we just live the way we live. It doesn't work like this unless you're born again, born of the spirit, newborn. You forget. You turn away from the previous life. You are born again. You shall be new creation in Christ, holy and righteous. The Bible says, be holy, for I am holy. Why the Bible is telling? It's not for unbelievers they're telling to be holy. If you go and open, for example, the Bible says, don't you know the righteous will, that unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? But the Paul was writing it to the church. Go back and see how it starts. For example, it is written in the church in Thessalonica, in the church of Philippines, in the church of this. It's to the church. The letters of the Bible is to the church. There can be unrighteous people in the church. So there are people, when you love your flesh so much, you don't want to stop what you're doing. If you follow fleshly desires, if you follow things that are evil in the sight of God, if you don't take the sight of God, holiness, but you choose the devil, you choose sin, because devil is the father of sin, you will end up with him. Yeah. I'm sorry the way I express myself, but I saw with my eyes people who were telling me that they don't need to repent. I went to church that was saying, they were preaching that we don't need to repent. This is wicked. I have seen how sin opens the eyes to the enemy. The hedge, when you live in sin, the hedge of protection is broken around you. It's the holy life that builds up the protection around you. If you live in sin, you come in agreement with the sin. You come in agreement with the pleasures of the world, with the world. So you come in agreement with the Satan, with the demons. You will reap what you sow. They will come into your life. And you go to the church and they tell you, you don't need to repent. Jesus died for you. He did it all. And they are not pastors. they are not real people of God. They are influential speakers. You know, they are motivational speakers. That they should create their channels and speak about sports and other things, you know, like from their own imaginations. But if you're a man of God or woman of God, we have to speak the truth and we have to speak the word of God uncorrupted. Because I'm telling you, we're gonna be all judged. For every word we spoke, for everything we've done, we will be judged. One day you will go, you will stand before the presence of the Holy God. The God who will be releasing his judgment. He cannot be mocked unless people repent now, before something happens to them. My God. There will be people, I'm telling you, there are people who live right now and they think they will make it heaven, they will go to heaven. They're so sure, they say, heaven is waiting for me. Are you sure? Are you sure? There were people who will be like surprised. They will go to God thinking they're so, they live the holy life and they help this poor person, and they did this and did that, and God will tell them, I never knew you. No. Anyway, I'm gonna end this video because this is so long, but this has been burning in my spirit for a long time. And this is what the Lord is saying, okay? So don't shoot the messenger. If you don't understand something, take it to God. This is what God has to tell you, to some people, not to all of you. Obviously, there are people who live life of holiness and righteousness and they love God. This is not for everyone. Okay, of course, this is not for everyone. But for me, personally, I love to, when people are preaching holiness and righteousness, I love when people are preaching, you know, the truth, the true word of God. It helps me, because every day we're tempted by the devil. Every day the enemy is trying to take us, to bring us into sin. Every day the enemy will never stop. Enemy will never give up, because he needs the legal access. He needs to get into your life. How he's gonna get into your life? Through the sin. So even for me, I'm not preaching it saying that I am so perfect and you are not. We all need Jesus. We need all Spirit of God. We all need to repent. I make mistakes. I commit sins. Not intentionally, but I'm not perfect. And God knows. But he sees the heart. What's in your heart? God bless you.